What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 986. In this episode, I'll discuss whether the beta-lactam should be given before vancomycin in patients with sepsis that need both antibiotics. I have all the evidence for today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode986. While there is plenty of data to justify efforts to administer antibiotics to patients with sepsis quickly, there's little information to guide whether the order of administration matters when a patient requires both a beta-lactam antibiotic and vancomycin. A group of authors recently published in Clinical Infectious Diseases a large retrospective analysis looking at the association between beta-lactam versus vancomycin first strategies and in-hospital mortality. Over 25,000 patient cases were analyzed from a database of 5 U.S. hospitals. All patients had suspected sepsis and were treated with vancomycin and a broad-spectrum beta-lactam within 24 hours of arrival. About 5 out of every 6 patients received the beta-lactam antibiotic first. Compared to the beta-lactam first group, patients administered vancomycin first were, on average, less severely ill, had nearly 3 times more skin or musculoskeletal infections, and received beta-lactams a median of 3.5 hours later relative to the ED arrival time. To account for these differences, the authors applied inverse probability weighting to adjust for potential confounders. After adjustment, the beta-lactam first group had a significantly lower mortality with an adjusted odds ratio of 0.89. The authors concluded among patients with suspected sepsis, prescribed vancomycin and beta-lactam therapy, beta-lactam administration before vancomycin was associated with a modest reduction in in-hospital mortality. These findings support prioritizing beta-lactam therapy in most patients with sepsis, but merit affirmation in randomized trials given the risk of residual confounding in observational analyses. I believe it's highly unlikely that a randomized trial examining this issue will ever be performed. This would involve deliberately delaying gram-negative coverage for patients with sepsis, and the retrospective data now available may be enough to give an institutional review board reason to prevent such a study from being conducted. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.